building on our work with voles and other work in other animals, people have now started experimenting in humans to see what happens if you alter oxytocin in the human brain. And we're actually able to do that using an intranasal spray. So you can sniff it, and apparently some of the oxytocin gets into the brain. And now there's been numerous studies showing how it affects various personality traits. Just for example, there was a paper published in Nature showing that if you sniff oxytocin, you become more trusting. You trust other people more. There's other studies to show that it helps you be able to read the emotions of other people's. So just by looking at their faces, you can sort of infer what their emotion is. So I believe that there's quite a bit of evidence that, it does sort of enhance certain social interaction processes, as well as social cognitive abilities, the way we think about our social world. And there's even been a study showing that oxytocin may actually enhance social cognitive function in individuals with autism or Asperger syndrome. So this work may actually lead to some new treatment strategies that could be effective in treating the social domain in autism.